Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Colorado coming off a big win. Tiff, you were there over Colorado State.
I was.
And Deion Sanders is back at it, attacking the media. I joke a little bit. He has decided he would call out the media for the way, and it was done, I believe, yesterday, for the way they cover today's college athlete, which is fueled by NIL deals. Let's hear from Deion Dylon.
When I say I genuinely love these kids, I genuinely really do. It's not about what they can do for me on the football field. It's about what I can help them with in life. Landscape has changed in football. Once upon a time, you guys never attacked college players. Now they're making more money than y'all. And some of y'all are envious and jealous about that. So you're on the tech. It was hands off a college player because he's an amateur. Remember that, guys? Now it's hands on. Go at him any kind of way you want. They're making more money than me, and I'm mad about it. When you attack them, these guys are sensitive. They've never been attacked. They hadn't gone through what a grown man, what I've been going through with y'all for years. They haven't done that. So it is what it is. I know you're going to do your job and what you must do, but your job does not say in attack. The personal stuff, leave it to be personal, because if we start flipping the script on y'all, you wouldn't like it. I can easy. Thank you, Lord, for stopping me there. Whoo, that was almost a good one.
All right.
That would have went viral.
Enough of Deion. Deion, you're completely wrong. First off, I have yet to see a college athlete attacked in a way that would make it seem personal. It seems like I do have seen people say that they're going to criticize college athletes today more, Tiff and Mike, because they feel like, hey, they are getting paid. Have you ever walked into a fast food place and decided you're going to scold the 16-year-old behind the counter because your food wasn't right or wasn't good enough? What's the difference? They are paid.
Wait,
there's no envy. There's no jealousy.
That doesn't make it right.
Let me tell you something. When you're paid to do something, you're open to criticism. You're now a professional, and these college athletes are now professionals if they're being paid. Do I think they should be attacked? No, and I have yet to see a college athlete be attacked at the level that Deion is making it sound like.
So I'll just go. I know you're just using an example, but like you shouldn't go in and yell at a kid making your freaking sandwich.
I don't,
anyway,
and I don't agree with it.
I know you don't, but that's just, I get that you're getting paid, but you are still, like, how can I, you should be compensated for the work that you are doing.
This,
right?
Yeah.
But I also think you still factor in age. You are still a kid, and you're not even fully, like, developed yet as an adult.
Real quick.
So I don't think that there should be fair grounds just to be a little bit more critical because they are being paid. Keep in mind, these are still kids end of the day who are physically putting their bodies on the line, and that is why they should be compensated.
And I don't mind them being compensated, but if you're going to act like an adult, you're going to get treated like one. If you're going to go into if you're going to go in a coach's office and negotiate a deal every season, you with that, and to get the best deal for you, and to say, hey, I'm not going to be here for this. I'm going to go get this because it's making more money. Then why are you above criticism of how you play on the field?
Let me try to bring this home, because I completely disagree with you, shockingly. But what do you expect them to do? There's some of these guys, their families back home need this money. It's their
exactly.
One shot to get this money. But here's what else I'll say, because I don't know if I agree with either one of y'all. The problem with this is before NIL and still now, a lot of guys still play this game for the love of the game. Not everybody's getting NIL. And where the hypocrisy comes in is when you roll back to the first time Deion walked in the team room and said, I'm bringing in Louis. If you ain't ready, you need to get out. then what are we even talking about? Did you not degrade the guys that were on that team and probably walked on at Colorado or went to Colorado when they could have gone other places, and you basically told them to leave and go somewhere else? And now that there's been criticism of these players, now you want to guard the guys that you've brought in because they're the guys that you've brought in. But don't criticize the young athletes that were sitting in those seats before and then try to say, well, you know, you're being critical because they make money. All right, you were the ones that went in there when the guys weren't making money. The guys weren't making as much money before you got there, and you kicked them out of the freaking chairs and their theater seat over in Colorado and told them to get lost, and you were bringing in better players because it's a what? A business. I'm pretty sure that's exactly what he said. All right, so I there's a number of different angles to go at this. I don't love or hate Deion, but there's a lot of hypocrisy in what he's saying because of the way he dealt with the guys that were already in those seats before he got there.
Well, I love both of y'all, and I love the conversation because it's fun. That's the life of Squid today, Tiff.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them? Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.